This is the M3 CSL. Borrowing its name from the E9 Coupe Sport Lightweight, it features a raft of lightweight items, upgraded chassis, and more powerful engine. It was built for 2003, and the final year of the E46 M3. The M3 CSL was the brainchild of Dr. Gerschel, then BMW board member for R&D. Gerschel logged countless laps of the Nürburgring Nordschleife to make the CSL as exciting as possible. The CSL pioneered the use of lightweight materials for BMW. Have a look at the roof panel. It's produced in a press that could form and cure carbon fiber parts in a single step. Foretelling developments for future M3s, the CSL used carbon fiber for its roof, front bumper, air dam, and lower rear valence. Composite formed the seat backs, while the trunk and its spoiler are made of a compression-molded fiberglass and lightweight rear glass window. Radio navigation and AC were optional, helping the CSL land at 3,054 pounds, undercutting the standard E46 M3 by 250, with most of the loss at the car's perimeter, and that improved handling, along with stiffer suspension and sway bars, aluminum suspension links, and lightweight 19-inch forged wheels with Michelin Pilot Sport Cup tires. The CSL got larger front brakes with quicker steering. SMG2 with launch control was the sole transmission. The S54 inline 6 remained 3.2 liters, but M eliminated the mass airflow meter and got a carbon fiber intake, new camshafts and exhaust valves, and exhaust system. It made 360 rated horsepower at 7,900 RPM, epitomizing the high engine speeds essential to an M car of the era. The M3 CSL was capable of 1.4 Gs of lateral acceleration, which helped it lap the Nordschleife in 4 seconds faster than a Porsche GT3 and 22 seconds faster than a stock E46 M3. The CSL was about $96,000 in 2003. 1,383 were built and not offered in the U.S., but a few trickled in privately, including this one, via the U.S. Show and display exemption in 2009, and Manish Jain bought it in 2011. While it lacks the butt-shoving grunt of the V8 or turbo motors that followed, he said, the CSL begs to wind out where turbos don't dare to play. It's the last of the analog, dual-purpose BMWs that BMW M orchestrated back in the day, he says.